WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Joe McPhee is a multi-instrumentalist from the Hudson River town of Poughkeepsie, New York, where he's lived almost his entire life. 25 years ago, he had little contact with musicians from New York City, just 60 miles south, but he had begun working regularly in Europe, often as a solo improviser. McPhee plays cornet, valve trombone, and soprano saxophone, but jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's made his greatest statements on tenor saxophone, including one classic recording unavailable for 20 years till now.
In late summer 1976, Joe McPhee was staying at a remote farmhouse in the Swiss mountains, rehearsing for a solo concert coming up in Basel. McPhee was playing exceptionally well, maybe inspired by the way his sound resonated in the high-ceilinged room where he practiced. On impulse, he decided to record some pieces. The only equipment on hand was a cassette deck with one microphone. They hung the mic from the rafters, and McPhee poured himself a glass of beer. It was a little after midnight. Joe McPhee recorded two midnight sessions in that Swiss farmhouse. Those tapes became the LP, Tenor, which too few people heard before it went out of print a few years later. But for some of us who did hear it, Tenor had a special pull. McPhee knew his avant-garde saxophone techniques, but you could hear all this other, older stuff coming out too. The blues and field hollers, gospel saxophone, Coleman Hawkins' pioneering solo tenor pieces of the 1940s, cello music, even guitar feedback. McPhee has a painter's command of surface textures, and he really brings out the sound of the room. He knew how to set a space humming after years of practicing in the bathroom at his family home in Poughkeepsie. In the 1980s, a decade after this session, any postmodern chump could splice disparate styles together, but McPhee's solos are no pastiche. He made the range of musics that inform his music sound like a continuum, not a catalog. Joe McPhee never got typecast as a blues player, before or even after Tenor. He'd go on to make any number of good records for various little labels, but this one had molten power that was hard to top, along with some catchy bits of melody. For two decades, Joe McPhee was cursed with being a critic's favorite, with all the lack of popular success that implies. A few years back, though, one could see that start to change. He developed much better contacts with musicians in New York City, became a regular visitor to Chicago, and toured in the U.S. His name even turned up on the covers of jazz magazines, instead of way in the back. As Joe McPhee enters his 60s, he finds himself a respected elder, sought out by younger players who'd heard his records growing up. Chicago saxophonist Ken Vandermark, who got a MacArthur Fellowship last year, heard the album Tenor as a teenager and says it changed his life, made him hear new possibilities in music. Now, finally, it's out on CD from the Hatology label. It's been renamed Tenor and Fallen Angels, with the addition of a 15-minute solo from 1977, which doesn't really add to the program. No matter. Tenor is a classic, and it's high time more folks hear it, even if you only hear this much.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. I'm Terry Gross.